Earth and Sky.
In mid-April 2009, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, declared that carbon dioxide and five other greenhouse gases associated with climate change are pollutants.
What they've done here is drawn this kind of connection between CO2 and climate change and the changes to temperature and the effects that will have on conventional air pollutants and therefore on public health.
You're listening to Dan Greenbaum of the Health Effects Institute, an independent research organization heavily funded by the EPA to study the health effects of air pollution.
Should this finding be solidified, then one would expect they would probably propose some very specific standards for greenhouse gas emissions from automobiles. They could also potentially do it for other sources as well.
Greenbaum said this so-called endangerment finding by the EPA will help lead to the first regulation of greenhouse gases in the United States.
Carbon dioxide is a byproduct of all combustion, and there isn't just a simple control to capture it and make it go away. And so it will take much, much more effort to improve fuel efficiency and to take other kinds of actions in order to really reduce carbon dioxide substantially.
This is Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.